A potentially controversial letter caused a stir amongst Revelstoke councillors during an August 27 meeting. The letter, from a resident, was a reaction to a July 9 decision by council to refer a letter from WildSight BC to the Environmental Advisory Committee that was removed from the agenda. When asked to approve the August 27 agenda, Councillor Tim Palmer, who made the motion to refer the WildSight BC letter, said he informed the city administrator that including the public letter could potentially put the city at risk. Mayor Gary Soles pointed out that Chief Administrative Officer Evan Parliament had advised him that while the letter had to be by council discussion could be taken in camera. Palmer made a motion to move the letter in camera, which was seconded by Councillor Austin Lucio. I respect that emails that are sent to mayor and council should come before us, but when we have knowledge that there is false information and possibly slanderous information, it is inappropriate for that to be on the public agenda, Palmer said. It is quite normal for letters that are more sensitive in nature to go in camera as per the legislation. Councillor Aaron Orlando, who supported Palmer's motion, asked what policy guides staff in deciding which items are included on the public agenda. Director of Corporate Services, Cindy Floyd, explained that there is no specific policy, but she had vetted the letter. I did read the document and I did not get the same idea as Councillor Palmer did, she said, noting she discussed the matter with the SAO. Parliament added that any letter addressed to council goes to council. Any councillor who has issues can rise and report during a public meeting or request that item be placed in camera, he said. Orlando pointed out that the city has dealt with similar situations previously in that somebody felt they were being called out on the agenda. Repercussions have been severe and negative, he said. Palmer's motion to have the public letter sent in camera was approved with Councillor Matt Cherry opposed.